This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Cindy Small is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today, a New Orleans native. She now lives in North Alabama, but recalls in great detail a most unusual shop among many in the heart of the French Quarter.
Mrs. Munzner and her son Al, both from Vienna, Austria, were regular visitors at Grandma's lingerie store. Both only learned what could best be described as scarcely English. Like magnets, they attached to each other as part of the Viennese tribe. Mother and son lived in the French Quarter in New Orleans, and each wore the thickest eyeglasses imaginable. Living in a dark fourth-floor walk-up, their entire apartment was nothing but books. The coffee table was made of books. The mattress was set on books. The kitchen table was created with books. And stools for eating with books were piled high. Books even suspended from the ceiling. These scholarly-looking immigrants visited Grandma's store during lunch each day, holding thermoses crammed with peculiar items. Pickled asparagus, chunks of hogshead cheese in reused foil, a crystal decanter of scotch, and matzapan balls with chocolate dots. When Grandma had her questionable collapsing spells on the fainting couch due to lack of business, Mrs. Munzner gently held her hand and spoon-fed her. They both bashed hooker customers for not spending more money, while complaining the customers didn't recognize fine quality French lingerie. "Joan, eat already. These peoples don't know from fine lingerie. None have taste. Money's coming. No worry." It seemed as though those edible oddities in the thermos cast a magic, somewhat narcotic spell on Grandma and Miss Munzner. After eating and digesting those peculiar items, they would then emerge from the back room, pulling saggy hosiery from their knees, manipulated their girdles in readiness for the next victim, I mean customer, to arrive. "Come, let's make some monies," Grandma said, leading her friend by the hand to the front of the store. "Yeah, I'm coming," Mrs. Munzner quietly said, tugging her girdle up from around her thunderous thighs. It was the sound of flesh flapping against whalebone. Mrs. Munzner's son, Al, had a habit of disappearing into the bowels of the newsstand next door to the store. It was a long, narrow, open space with a dirty cellophane curtain separating the street from the newspapers and magazines. The front of the store housed Life and Time magazines and was separated by a red curtain leading to the back room. Al would stay there for hours, standing up, reading each glossy magazine of nudes. His thick eyeglasses functioned quite nicely in the porn shop. In his old age, Al, tired of living with his mother, later joined an S&M motorcycle gang and ran off with the gang's matriarch. His poor mother finally passed one Friday afternoon in their French Quarter apartment, with remote control in one hand and a piece of dense strudel in the other. Her thick eyeglasses rested on the top of her very Jewish nose. She was surrounded by crumbles of cake and stacks of books, her favorite things.
After Hurricane Katrina brought Cindy Small to North Alabama, she decided to concentrate on documenting her true tales of life in the Big Easy. If you enjoy these Sundial commentaries, you can also listen online at WLRH.org and on iTunes. This is 89.3 Huntsville.